Awesome. Okay, welcome, Marcus. When we're not talking, it's always on mute just because it helps the recording for people listening in later. And welcome. It is October 4th of 20. We are officially in a rock and roll period of time. But if you haven't watched the update, I really encourage you to watch the update. There's very interesting energy. This is a bit rock and roll, but the majority of the first half of the month until we hit the is pretty clear and direct because of where Mercury is. Mercury's exalted in Virgo, and really maybe we haven't before, and maybe do some problem solving on things that have just been kind of a little bit elusive, like we haven't been kind of, been able to wrap our minds, our heads around our CD sort of tackle. You're gonna have that here over the next, 10 days or so. So I encourage you to use it if there's something in your business, if there's something, in your life that you're, solve. I'm kind of already running where Mercury is running now. But it is a great time to really tidy up the detailed things before we hit these eclipses mid-month. So we'll have an eclipse mid-month. I won't go all into the update. I just want to give you the essence. And these are, spiritual growth periods of time. This is the last series as the eclipse pattern will be moving, and it's kind of squarely in the next sign. So, the lessons that you've been working on over the last year and a half from the eclipses, the major changes in life, the areas of life, those of you who've been around for a while, we've been talking about this. You want to get that lesson. Now, of course, those of you who have personal sessions with me or a private client, then of course we talk about this more intimately for you. But understand that, not all eclipses hit everybody the same way. Do you have planets in this placement? Like for Karen, they're finally moving off of your first house and your seventh house, which is going to be a great relief, for you. So for some people, they're more intense, and some for some people, it's kind of just a background issue. But the thing to remember is that everybody will be feeling shifts, and a lot of people don't know how to make sense of them. And you're around a lot of people, so knowing that, we want to take things less personally during this month. Maybe during the eclipses, 14th, or around the 28th, day before, day after. If you don't have to be in crowded places around a lot of people, a lot of people's energy, if you don't have to do important things, great, because unexpected things happen. Expect the unexpected. So the best way to prepare for the unexpected is to have more space in your schedule and be present. So then you can just deal with what comes up and trust yourself on that. So just keep in mind, if people are wigging out around you, it's not just you, okay? And you maybe feel like you're the only sane one in the room sometimes. And give yourself the space and the self-care that you need. Meaning that the biggest thing I can say is just don't overschedule things. Because when you're overscheduled, you're stressed and you don't have space for what emerges. And sometimes there's really amazing things that emerge during these times as well. So we want to be available for those things. And if we don't have the bandwidth, sometimes we kind of miss the boat on those things. Okay, so just want to talk a little bit about that. And then let us, I don't know why. Hang on a second. I just need to. Is my sound coming through okay for you? Because I keep getting a weird signal. Yes, okay for everybody? Can't hear you, Pam. I can't hear you at all, which is weird. My speakers are on. Karen, talk to me for a minute. Can I hear you? That is really strange. Okay. Talk to me, somebody.
Grandma, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
That
hear.
was me, Ted.
I can. Okay,
I'm
hang on a
good.
second. All right, now can I hear anybody? No, give me a second. Sorry. Cleaners are just here.
Hello.
Okay, we're all good to
Can
go.
you hear
All
me?
right.
Hello.
Yeah. Gosh, love technology. It's all great when it works. Okay. All right, we're good. Okay, awesome. All right, let's take a moment to drop in, and then we'll dive into your questions. Karen, are you?
Yes.
We'll do a quick drop in, and then we'll move on. Okay. Everyone, close your eyes for a moment. Then you're upright and adjust your shoulders. Let your shoulder blades drop. Let your breath drop deep into your belly. Inviting your mind to slide down into your ever so powerful heart. Remember, the heart is thousands of times more powerful as far as the magnetic field of the heart compared to the mind. We want our minds to follow the amazing wisdom of our hearts. Let's just tune in and see what's on your heart today. Always a beautiful thing to do in the collective here. So letting the question drop into your heart. What is it that your heart is most desiring, most wanting for you? Right here, right now, at this moment in your life and going forward. To open up to, or maybe just to know. Maybe the call is to step more fully into something, or even to let it go. What is your heart really calling you to, wanting for you? And tuning into whatever that is, opening up to that very first thing that pops in, whether it's something you've been told thousands of times by your ever so beautiful heart and soul, or whether it's very new. And the next soul question, what is it that being that, doing that, having that, or letting that go, what could that make possible for you? What could that open up for you? Taking the temperature of your soul, sitting in with soul directives. An important thing we really can benefit from doing every single day and many moments in the day. And the final prompt, just telling yourself the truth. Do I have anything that's holding me back or blocking me from that which my heart is calling to today? Again, just going with the first things that come up, whatever they are. Be very open to that. You feel free to open your eyes. Feel free to chat any of that in or make a note to yourself. A lot of times we get our soul prompts and we don't necessarily remember them. It's a good thing to remember them. Karen, I know you're here for a shorter period of time. I'd love for you to hop on and let me know what's up for you. Okay, hang on one second. I'm sorry. I'm going to solve my audio situation. So hang on.
Feels like a...
There we go. I can hear you now. That's good. Okay.
Big ears. It feels like everything's just off a little bit. It's off.
Yeah, I can understand. And I know you've had a big shift. And so, you know, you have especially this whole pattern, again, is on your ascendant and on your son's house. And your plan just went through, you know, it was all summer. It was retrograding back and forth between Leo. And it finally, let's see, we're on the 4th today, tomorrow, the 5th. It's getting more settled in Leo, and Venus is finally going to be in a much better place than it's been. So it's been, I would say for you, being a Venus ascendant has been It has not been the easiest time over the last few months, and you've done beautifully. There's been some good windows in it for sure, but I can t completely understand. And then there's this energetic of getting ready for this next eclipse that's happening. Mars just moved into, as we speak, is moving into your first house, and that can be a little bit of agitation, and it's lining up with K2 the Mystic, like as we speak. That'll subside a little bit, but Mars is going to be there, so just watch your reactions, over this month for you in particular, I would say, because that's going on. What is it that you would like to have feeling a little bit more on?
Well, the thing with the house didn't go through, and then I was trying some other things to see if that would work, and it's still not quite enough to make it work. So I'm just kind of feeling like I just need to let that roll. And the thing with a partner, I've been kind of hanging out with this one guy, but it's not quite right. I just feel like it's not quite right either. And then, there's the roommate thing that happened, so I'm not feeling quite settled after that
I
happened.
want you to do some kind of Yeah, I would love for you to do a house clearing if you could. And
So
so
my other roommate did like a he saged the whole house. Do you think I need to do anything else?
Well, you tell me, does it feel like it's clear?
I don't know. Probably need to do it. His things are still down there, so probably after that.
That's the thing. Okay. Yeah, you want his so we want his things out of there. Then I want you to, I don't care what the temperature is, I want you to open up all those windows and doors down there and get some fresh air down there, resage it after that. And then I want you to put some very some more sacred things that are yours down there for a few days, just to kind of reestablish the energy. And down there, does that make sense? Yeah. So when will his things be out of there?
I'm hoping in the next few days, because once they come over, they're just gonna just do it. So they're getting everything all lined up, like the help and the
Gotcha.
play, like a trailer and stuff like that. So
Yeah, let them know you want that. That needs to be handled. Yeah. Yeah, I know you only have so much control. Yeah.
So that's that. I guess there's that thing with me where I'm like, I want to work things out, but then there's only so much you can work out, like the Mars energy of, you know what I'm saying? So is it just wise to just lay off and just take care of myself and not really try to make anything happen with any area of my life? I just feel like maybe that's what I need to do.
You're absolutely right about that. So you have a lot going on. It's not like nothing's going on in your life. There's things going on in your life, your business, your work, you're good. But you do need to take a step back as far as wherever you feel pushy.
Say that again.
That's not wherever you feel pushy. That's not where you want to be. Do not be, don't push at all. It's not time to push.
It doesn't feel
No
like
push. Yeah,
it.
so don't push
That's
on
okay.
anything.
Like, for some reason, I have this thing like, oh, But it.
Don't push at all. Okay? No pushing whatsoever. Just self-care for you right now and just whatever emerging. Just stay present in whatever emerging. Let's get
Sounds
past these
good.
eclipses because they're not only on your ascendant, they're on your moon too. So, that's a lot. That's a lot. You've got a
Kind
lot
of
of in
feeling
Yeah, you got some internal pressure going on. So, and then you've got a lot happening in Virgo in your 12th house. So, good time for spiritual practice. Your planet's in the 11th house. That's good. That's helpful for you. Okay. So, there's some good strength there for you. But let's let October pass and just, stay present, move through October, and let's see what shifts and changes in October. Okay.
Well, that sounds like good news for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and just self-care for you, okay?
All
And just remember, this is something you'll always have to watch with that strong Mars that you have. You need to lean into your feminine side and be more in receivership and not push the boulder uphill.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Take really good care of yourself. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Right.
Pam or Ted, welcome, welcome. And the way this all works, today we just have a few people. Sometimes there's more, just, but you can get on and celebrate. You can just say hi and introduce yourself. You can ask me any questions you want to ask me. I just kind of see how the energy goes.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, Ted, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Why don't you tell us where you are in the world, too? Karen's in Colorado as well.
I'm in Longmont, Colorado.
Oh, you're on mute, Karen.
20 minutes. That's 20 minutes from me.
Where are you, Karen?
Frederick.
Wow, that is close. Hello.
It's a small world.
Indeed. I don't know. Maybe I can get some feedback. If I got things set up, I can see all three of you, and then I see myself. Is that the
Ted's
way to
new
go?
To Zoom. Yep, you're doing great. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So, did you have a question for me, or
you want to just introduce your Ted? You want to just say that? Say kind of what you know about what why you stepped into this work.
I don't know. It was serendipity, synchronicity. It's what I needed at the point in time I made that decision.
And you're up to discovering, you know, what's the next evolution of what you're here for and the way that you're going to give back and with your gifts and your own evolution in that process, what you need to, you know, clear and move out of the way. And that's, is that somewhat accurate?
Totally.
Awesome. Awesome. And you've
yes.
been great and showing up and doing great work. So, anything else you want to share or ask?
Well, when you're asking the three soul questions.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I think the third one is what do I need to, whatever the second one was.
Yeah, whatever you need to, you know, is there something that you, what do you need to, you know, is there
support.
Anything you need to let go of or block or, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Wait, tell me real quick, first and
first
third
question is what does your heart want? Second question was what is it that's going to make possible for you in your life? Like if you get aligned with that. And the third one is do you have anything in the way? And if you do, what is that?
The third is I need support in handling two so I can handle one. I don't know if I'm being coherent because I'm a bit overwhelmed by all the changes that have emerged.
You're doing great.
All right, thank you.
You're doing great, and we have a session tomorrow, so you know we'll dive deeper into things. But you need support, and the good news is you're getting support, correct?
I believe I am for sure, and. And, you know, I'm so grateful that I'll be meeting with you tomorrow.
Yep, lots can happen in a week, I know. Some weeks are like that. And, you know, the great thing is that you're, not only do you know you need support, but you've got it and you're willing to accept it. So that's great.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Pam, when you say hi, do you want to just... introduce yourself a little bit to Ted.
Sure, I'd be glad to. And I need to pull myself together to go to a 3 o'clock, top of the hour appointment. So I'm going to, after I speak, I'm going to go off camera.
Yeah, we're going to have it. Yeah, we'll have a short call today. Probably.
And listen,
yeah, that's fine.
I'm getting a lot just from what you're sharing with everybody else.
Okay.
Ted, I'm in Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
Just a state over. So,
yes.
And I've been working with Prema for a while, and it's been extremely supportive. And in all aspects of my life. So I think
we've been working together since like 2014, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
It's been fun 10 years. Yeah. But you know, Pam keeps evolving and her business keeps evolving. So we've got more things to play with. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I'm speaking with Prema tomorrow as well. So we'll have a full hour tomorrow.
We will. Okay, lots going on for everybody. I know.
A
joint tour session. I also have to leave at 3 today, so we're on the same page today.
No, we're gonna have a short call today since there's sort of not many. Sometimes there's like 6-8 people, so we just it's all good. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just inviting you to stay open, and it's surprising whether it's personal or professional or financial or emotional or health issues. Like Prema can support really every dimension. So
next lifetime I'm gonna just say I don't know to everything, but unfortunately not that unfortunately. My karma this time was like, I know that.
Okay. It's that darn Mercury maybe. Okay. Yeah.
So do you have, I'm open if you have any questions, Ted, as far as getting going or anything like that. So
Okay, well, I guess in addition to getting support is dealing with feeling overwhelmed by all this change is awesome, but it's, you know, somebody once said, you know, how they put it, I'll just say the illusion of time is what keeps everything from happening at once. Exactly. So I need more of that illusion right now.
Yeah. But I think this is happening on the planet as well as in your own life. So
I would agree.
That is what's so overwhelming for me is when I watch the news, it's like, oh my God, it's happening. Yeah. And it's all for the better, I believe, in the long run. But ooh,
yeah, that's why we world, have to.
The whole world
take it in small bites.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself and go off camera, but I want to stay connected for the audio.
Okay, so do you have anything, Pam, that I can assure that you need?
Not in a sound bite or two, but I appreciate it. We'll get through it. And Ted, I'm not trying to keep you out of the conversation. I just don't have the time right now to go into anything. So, okay.
I understand.
Okay. Sounds good. Should I mute myself too? No, you can stay on for a moment. I'm going to share something else with you, Ted, and then we're going to wrap up for today since there's just a couple of us here and I'm going to talk to you both tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, about being overwhelmed and about the illusion of time. And it's interesting, you know, the construct of time can be useful. And sometimes it's, you know, things aren't going as fast or as, you know, slow as we want them to go. As far as feeling overwhelmed, because that's really what's going on right now, is you have to remember that you actually get to take things at your own pace, even though there's a lot happening at once. You get to take things at your own pace. So be aware of where you're potentially taking in too much information, whether that's from the news or trying to move too fast through any of our material, because you're at your own, this is goes at your pace. So there's nothing from our work that you have to, there's some things that will move fast just because you're going through a lot of transformation, but there's not any, like you take trainings at your own time and, you know, technology and learning it at your own time. Like there's no rush. There's no rush on anything. My sense for you though, you may be taking in too much information, two different ways, both from media or whatever, and then just on a psychic level. So make sure you're, sort of putting your own, I would say your sort of divine earplugs in so that you're not getting overwhelmed by too much coming at you.
Can I just share briefly?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right about those two things. But the main thing that I'm dealing with now is, and this is where maybe you can help me, like, take some control over it, is my my sibling family and my oldest son and his you know, my ex-in-law's constellation are just going through so much, and I'm maybe too eager to help. So I'm allowing that to overwhelm me because I want to help and I know I can, but maybe I'm pushing too hard.
I think you just told yourself the truth there, you know, that you are pushing too hard. So people are most open for help when they come and ask for it.
I know. I'm pushing it on them.
And you're and pushing it on them. And that's not useful.
Yeah. So by pushing on them, am I pushing them away even further?
Yeah. So the difference between the salesman coming and knocking on your door and saying, no, but you need new windows today. I can give them to you at the best price. Or you going, the Fuller Rush, you know what? I need new windows and I'm going to go now and research who's got the best prices, because I've got the money and the time in my schedule to do that. So what I want to invite
How do I stop the hemorrhage that I've already caused? How do I repair any damage that...
What you do is you take a big step back and you spend more time praying for them and visualizing and seeing them in their best selves than feeling like they need fixing.
Yes.
When we feel like someone needs fixing, we are not seeing the best in them. Now we are saying, I'm in a way... There's a part of us, even though we can't.
I know what's right for you.
I know. And we're not namaste. We're not saying you're not seeing God in them. So work at more at seeing God in them and trust that they have their own path that they need to work with and struggle with. You didn't get there overnight. You have plenty of places you need to still go. So allow them to bump up against themselves, each other, the world. And I promise you, if you take a step back, okay. And my dad has a great saying. He says,
no.
Treat them like cats. He says, treat them like cats. Wait till they come to you. You want a cat to come to you. You cannot go after that cat. You got to sit back and you've got to become somewhat attractive and chill. And that cat's eventually going to come rub up against you. So you need to take a step back and you need to work on you more than you're working on anybody else.
Can I ask one question about that?
Yes.
Would it be better or not for me to send a text to my sister and my son, somehow letting them know I am backing off and, you know, so sorry to intrude?
Okay, you could say something if that feels like that's in your heart. I would say that, you know, I would say something to the effect of, I trust that you all will handle things the way you need to. My heart goes out to you. I just want the best for all of you. Just know if I've overstepped at all, I apologize. And if you need anything from me, I'm here and you know where to find me. Something like that. Does that make sense?
Could you Voxer me what you just said? And then I'll put it from my own heart.
It's going to be on this... Okay. I will do that to the best of my ability on this recording. Okay. And I will. Okay. So, yes, I will Voxer that to you afterwards. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And put it to your own, because you know what? I think you actually saying something like that is, it's clearing for you. It's clearing for them. Sometimes it's good for people to know that, you know what? Hey, I was a little much and I'm chill. I'm going to, you know, I get it, you know?
Thank you so much. You know? That's exactly the next step I need to take.
Okay. After this call, I will do that in just a minute here. I will Vox you on that. So I want you to remember, and I'll be reminding you of this in your sessions, that because of this, where Mars is, you're going to feel a little like Karen in a different way. You have a similar but different chart. You're going to feel a little bit like you might be a little bit reactionary and want to speak too fast. And
oh yeah, I've always been that way. But,
I know, but always, this month, even more. So you, like I might say to you, breathe before you speak. You breathe at least 3 to 10 times before you speak.
Oh boy, it's gonna be so hard. Maybe I could just like put duct tape over.
Less is more, baby. Less is more. Sometimes less is a lot more.
You are
I
so
want you
right.
just you're gonna spend more time. And when you pray for somebody, pray is need. Pray is more like, hey, I put you back in the hands of the Creator. I trust that you're taken care of. I'm going to add my energy to that as opposed to you need me. And for
I don't know how to pray.
Yeah. I want you to think of praying like visualizing, So if you want the situation between the family to be a certain, you know, to be better. Okay. Let's just say we want it to be better. However you want it to be better, instead of telling them how to do it, you can just visualize and feel how, like as if that was actually happening. That's a beautiful way to pray. Does that make sense?
Totally. And I love the idea of feeling my way, putting out feeling and receiving feeling.
It's a really, really wonderful
transmitting feeling.
Yeah. So it's like coming from the places it's already done. And you're just adding to that vision and adding to that energetic template that it's already taken care of. I'm not going to tell you to do it. I'm just going to keep seeing and feeling like it's already handled really well.
That's beautiful.
Okay. And every time you think you want to do something, do that, because that is times or more potent than you trying to tell them what to do.
How many times?
I said it's like at least 1,000 times more potent than you trying to tell them what to do. So if you feel like I need to tell them, take a breath, see it, feel it. Let that be enough. Let them and the divine take care of it.
Wow. I think you mean it when you say 1,000 times. Going back to the electromagnet, the heart,
yes,
intelligence and magnetic field and entanglement.
Which is at least 5,000 times. That's all they can measure, you know, stronger than the mind.
It's been measured?
Oh, yeah. The HeartMath Institute has been doing this for, gosh, the last 25 years, measuring the electric magnetic field of the heart. And yeah, it's amazing.
I thought it was just new cutting edge science. I didn't know 25 years.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
Why has it been? Who's been hiding it from me?
Well, remember that that which is most powerful is often hidden in plain sight, because those who want to control and make money and such can't make money off that. It's the same reason why can't, you know, the insurance companies pay for some of the really great preventative stuff that we have to pay out of pocket. They pay for some, but there's no one, or like allergy testing for food. Like nobody makes money off of that. So some of that stuff is, you know, so anyway,
so the
good news.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, the good news is that now, you know, and yeah, now, you know,
bless you. Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that's all I'm going to leave you with that. So, because I don't want to muddy the waters. I want you to just, so take some time after, I'm going to voxer you, but take some time after this call and just spend 5 or 10 minutes just really visualizing the outcome you want to have for your family.
One last thing. How do I forgive myself for trampling in people's gardens, trying to.
That we will talk about tomorrow. I don't want to give you too much today, but we will do that tomorrow. Okay. I'll do a process with you tomorrow on that. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Cause this is enough for now. I don't want you to get lost. Okay. Okay.
All right.
And then tomorrow I will do that first. We'll clear the air on that first tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
All right. Be good to yourself. Okay. Go have a big glass of water. I'm going to box you. Okay.
All right.
All right. See you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.